We start with the knickers, pretty, lacy and black. You can feel the lace on your cock, sensitive, somewhat irritating. You can sense the bumps and textures of the floral pattern when my hand strokes you through it. Next is the suspender belt, also lacy, which goes above your hips. I pull the stockings up your leg and attach them to it. The nylon is soft, silky, sleek. It feels especially fluid when you rub your legs together. You long to feel them on your fingertips, but you lack permission. Then I take a matching bra filled with rubber breasts, and I hook the straps over your shoulders. I turn up the clasp at the back. You feel the weight on your chest and wonder what it would be like to have real ones, soft and full. You need to be moulded further. I take a cincher and tighten it cruelly around your waist. It hurts like punishment. Then I pull a pretty dress over your head, long sleeves to hide your arms and the broadness of your shoulders. It's a lovely colour. Goes with your eyes. How does the fabric feel? Soft, comforting. It encourages you to let yourself feel soft. There's no pressure to be strong or pretend. I'm the brute here. Your job is to look pretty. Take what I give you. I put a belt round your waist to give you some shape, put on a wig to give you curly, full hair. Then it's your makeup, foundation and concealer, shadow, liner and mascara to make your eyes look bigger and rounder, lipstick to make your lips look fuller, pouty, blush to make you look naive, embarrassed, just as you should. I set it with powder, step back and appraise you. Are you pretty enough for me to fuck? I'm not sure yet. Convince me. Pose like a girl does. Arm to the back of your head, chest pushed out, showing off your borrowed assets. I make you lie on the floor and stick your ass in the air. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous for women too. You pout, stand with your hands on your hips. I make you behave like a whore. Just exterior, empty, like a doll. Fuck doll. When I'm satisfied, I push you till you're sitting with your legs upright on the ground. Push your dress over your knees. You lie there passively, divert your eyes, apprehensive, bashful, like a girl taken for the first time. I reveal your secret, your penis trapped in lace. It doesn't look powerful there, does it? It looks silly, vulnerable. It looks pretty. The failure in your presentation. The reminder that this is a place you only visit. I pull your legs apart, like I'm gonna fuck you. Like it's rape. But instead, I bring my hand down on you, hard. You cry out, but let me do it again. Like a girl overpowered by force. The only thing overpowering you is your own cock. Your desire to have this happen. Maybe that's why you can't meet my eye. Because you feel it's deviant. Because you brought yourself here. I grab your face and push it upward. You're not going to escape me. I want to see it in your eyes when I hurt you. I hit you again and again till you're wailing. I take your balls in my hand and squeeze them cruelly. Please, miss, you beg. Please what, I ask. Please hurt me and treat me like a slut. You pause and quietly agree. I continue, nails pushing in, sharp. I press them lightly into the head. It's so much, so intense, but you'll take it. I push your back onto the floor and spread your legs wider. I take some lube and stretch you out. And it feels so weird and uncomfortable, like my fingers shouldn't be there. Part of you wishes it would stop, but you love feeling like this. I put on a strap-on and mount you, bride and brute. I fuck you into the carpet. I love seeing you like this, pierced and spread, sore and sorry. I wonder how I can make you cry. You wonder if this is what it's like for girls.